This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Technology can be pretty distracting at the dinner table, people texting instead of talking to their family members. But there's a new restaurant where technology has the opposite effect. It gets people interacting with each other, playing with high-tech gadgets that combine coding and dining. For example, a robot controlled by candy.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh!
That's Sam Pfister. He and a couple of kids are at the coding with candy table. There's a maze on the table, and the kids drive a small robot that looks like a tank through the maze.
We have sensors actually built into the table, and there are color sensors, and those, depending on the color of candy you put on top of the color sensors, it will determine a command.
So it's like a game, figuring out what the robot will do when you place different gumballs on different sensors. It's the same principle as writing code to control the robot, just a lot more fun.
You have a little cup, and the more gumballs you put in the cup, the further, if on a forward command, the further forward it would go.
Pfister knows a thing or two about remote-controlled robots. He was one of the NASA scientists who worked on the Mars rover. Now he's in Chattanooga creating Sue's Tech Kitchen. Another scientist, Jim Augustine, is also on the job. It's a futuristic project from best-selling author and entrepreneur Randi Zuckerberg. She chose to debut it in Chattanooga's Tomorrow Building, appropriately enough.
I think it's fun to reimagine what every aspect of dining is in this modern tech world.
Zuckerberg says she's beta testing it, a term frequently used during her years in Silicon Valley. She used to be director of market development for Facebook. Her younger brother Mark co-founded the company. She left so she could start her own company, Zuckerberg Media.
Our mission statement is to put smart, tech-savvy, entrepreneurial girls and women at the center of pop culture.
Zuckerberg has created several characters, all girls, who star in books or an animated TV show about technology and STEM education. Sue's Tech Kitchen is Zuckerberg's unusual way of launching her newest character. Sue is a fictional girl who loves to take normal, ordinary food and make it more exciting with tech and science. So the cool stuff at Sue's Tech Kitchen, the candy robot, or an interactive light show projected onto the dining table, these are the kind of inventions Sue and real children would likely love.
I never set out to create children's content or family content. That wasn't what I thought, but after seeing all of the research pointing there, I thought, all right, I have to dedicate the next chapter of my life to talking to 5 to 10-year-old girls and boys, too.
Right now, being in the beta testing phase, it's more of a dessert place than a full-service restaurant. Candy and sweet treats are on the menu. Zuckerberg sounds pretty excited about a 3D printer named Foodini. It prints with chocolate.
I have seen that 3D printer print 50 times, and I still, like, my jaw drops on the floor. I'm still so excited to go in there.
And Zuckerberg says Chattanooga has a sweet spot in her heart. That's why she decided to launch the restaurant here. She'd visited the city in February as the keynote speaker at a Chattanooga Women's Leadership Institute event.
I was just blown away by the startups and the fact that the city is almost in a startup moment itself. And so I thought, you know, this would really be the perfect place to launch this initiative.
Sue's Tech Kitchen is here only for 3 days. It launched today, Friday, and will be open Saturday and Sunday. Scenic City families can try it out and help Zuckerberg and her crew figure out what works and what needs improvement. Next year, a nationwide tour is planned. Reservations for the weekend are already sold out.
But we are scrambling to open as many more slots as we can, so I definitely encourage people to, you know, come by and check it out, even if you weren't able to get a reservation online, because our goal with this is to make tech and STEM accessible to families, and so we're hoping that we can fit as many people as we can.
It's open from noon to 8 p.m. today, Saturday, and Sunday. More information is at Sue's Tech Kitchen.com. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.